You might call him the Beaver Whisperer. Fred George visits his family of about 10 beavers on the Holland River by Fairy Lake Park on most days, treating them to crab apples and freshly plucked leaves at the same riverside spot. The typically shy rodents show no inhibitions as they swim up to the bank almost immediately on George's arrival. "There's Elizabeth," he said, making introductions to a passerby. "And there's Justin Jr." He recognizes each beaver, and has given them all names, including the partner of Elizabeth, Justin Sr., after the Prime Minister? No, Justin Beaver, after the singer, and Justin Jr.'s siblings, Susie and Katie. The almost daily ritual began when he retired 3 years ago from his job as a crane operator and loader at a scrapyard, the longtime Newmarket resident said. He readily acknowledged that the beavers have become his hobby, and he enjoys sharing his knowledge about them as intrigued and charmed passers-by on the Tom Taylor Trail stop by. "There are no beaver dams on the river currently," he asserted, then shared a story about growing up in the country on the East Coast and climbing on 5 feet tall domed beaver dams as a boy. "Is that where the affinity for the furry water rodents comes?" "No," he answered, with a shrug and smile. Leaving the trail, a delighted Rebecca Chung joins the others watching the beavers delicately nibble at the leaves and crabapples. Crouching at the bank's edge, Elizabeth and Justin Jr. approach without reservation, even allowing her to gently stroke their fur. While his beavers are friendly, George is quick to caution that beavers are known to be vicious, and will attack when threatened, trapped or cornered. "Don't come between them and the water," he added. "Anywhere but Fairy Lake, keep your distance." As he bends down to toss another treat from his bag to the beavers, some regular visitors drop by with smiles and a greeting. "Hi, Fred. How are your beavers doing today?"